Over the next several days, we're going to take a few minutes to listen to campaign stump speeches. We'll hear from Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Joe Biden, and today, President Obama. Here he is campaigning in Oskaloosa, Iowa.
You may have heard that Governor Romney just chose his running mate, Congressman Ryan. He's a good man. He's a family man. He's the ideological leader of the Republicans in Congress. And he's an articulate spokesperson for Governor Romney's views. The problem is, those views are wrong. I fundamentally disagree with their vision for America. Their basic prescription for America is to get rid of more regulations on big banks and big corporations, give more tax breaks to the very wealthiest Americans, and their belief is somehow that prosperity then will trickle down on everybody else. That's their view. Look, the centerpiece of Governor Romney's entire economic plan, the centerpiece of it, his main idea, his one big idea, is to give another $5 trillion tax cut on top of the Bush tax cuts that he wants to keep in place. $5 trillion. To give you some sense of that perspective, our entire defense budget is about $500 billion a year. So this tax cut would be the equivalent of what we spend on the national defense every single year for the next 10 years. $5 trillion. Last week we found out that he expects you to pay the tab. Governor Romney's tax plan would actually raise taxes on middle-class families with children by an average of $2,000 to pay for this big tax break that's going mostly to the wealthiest folks.
An excerpt there of President Obama's stump speech delivered today in Iowa. And the president played to his Midwestern audience, talking up wind energy and taking a jab at his opponent.
During a speech a few months ago, Governor Romney even explained his energy policy this way. I'm quoting here, "You can't drive a car with a windmill on it." That's what he said about wind power. You can't drive a car with a windmill on it. Now, I don't know if he's actually tried that. I know he's had other things on his car.
Tomorrow we'll hear some cheeky jabs from the Republican side as we continue listening to the candidates' stump speeches.